Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the September 6th edition of Off the Deaton Path. My name is Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society, welcoming you to our third podcast, this new adventure here at the Georgia Historical Society. We are recording today from the corner table of the Leaky Cauldron, and we welcome you aboard. The first thing I want to do this week is talk about last week's podcast. It was a college football preview, and there's a couple of things I need to mention. First up, our West Coast correspondent, Lori, my good friend, who happens to be a Southern Cal fan, called me out for neglecting the Pac-12, which I did. It was not on purpose, but I could have talked for another hour about college football, and I didn't. But I certainly did not mean to slight our friends who are Trojan fans. They had a tough game last week, and they have a tough game this week. They're playing Stanford. As we talk more about college football as the season goes along, I will preview and talk about the Pac-12 with what's going on out there. But Southern Cal is currently ranked sixth, and they are in the national championship picture as they are every year. So thank you, Lori, for bringing that to my attention. I want to make a correction. One of the things that I said last week, I talked about Charlie Strong, formerly head coach at the University of Texas, who was fired at the end of last season, and I said he was now coaching at Central Florida with the Knights. He is not. He is at South Florida in Tampa with the Bulls, and I knew that. I just simply misspoke. They had a win last week as well. And finally, I asked for feedback, and I got some from the 11-year-old who lives in my house who told me that I talked too long on last week's podcast about something that nobody cares about. She certainly doesn't. So I'll be mindful of that as we move through. What I want to talk about this week is a little history and a little weather. As you know, we have hurricanes in the Atlantic right now bearing down on the Caribbean islands and on the southeastern mainland of the United States. Don't know at this point on Wednesday where they're going to go. We're keeping an eye on them. But we are reminded that last week we had Hurricane Harvey in Houston. And I am reminded that the last time we had a major hurricane, and by major we mean Category 3 or above, that made landfall in Georgia was in 1898. Now, there has been, 20th century was unusually quiet compared to the 19th. Georgia had many major storms in the 19th century, including, I think, four in the 1890s alone. So we've really gotten lucky that we have avoided this bullet for so long. But we don't know what's going to happen with Irma or Jose, both out in the Atlantic right now. Many of the models show Irma coming ashore somewhere in Georgia. Right now it's a Category 5 storm. It's a monster. I want to talk about two storms today that made history, that were catastrophic for the state of Georgia, and that is the hurricane of 1893, which was known as the Sea Islands Storm, and then the hurricane of 1898, which remains the last major storm to hit the mainland. The hurricane of 1893 hit Georgia on Sunday, August 27th. It began, as most of them do, to the east of Cape Verde on August 15th. It moved west and began turning north-northwest as it approached the Bahamas on Friday, August 25th. And that night, the winds were so powerful that Friday night was the first time that the people of Georgia on the Sea Islands could feel the approach of this storm. It tracked up the coast of Florida, stayed off the coast of Florida for over 100 miles, and then made landfall as a Category 3 hurricane near Savannah on Sunday night, August 27th, with winds of approximately 120 miles an hour, which would make it a Category 3 storm. Tremendous storm surge of about 16 feet completely submerged many of the Sea Islands. The storm moved through up through South Carolina and up the East Coast and eventually disappeared over the maritime provinces of Canada on September 1st. But it did a tremendous amount of damage. As you could imagine, the African-American population of the Georgia and South Carolina Sea Islands, many of them living in very flimsy housing, a few feet above sea level, a storm surge of 16 feet. The Sea Islands, nearly every building on the coastal Sea Islands of Georgia and South Carolina was damaged beyond repair. 30,000 people left homeless, about 2,000 people killed, many of them washed out to sea and never found. Governor Northern in Georgia, now remember at this time, of course, there's no internet. There was very little warning given to anybody beyond simply rain and wind. Experienced and elderly folk probably had some sense of what was coming, but really no chance to evacuate. Couldn't get very far. Governor Northern of Georgia did call on the Red Cross. There was no FEMA. There was no federal system for this kind of relief for a natural disaster. The states were pretty much on their own. The Red Cross finally arrived in October, delayed somewhat when another Category 3 struck just north near Charleston on October 13th. So this was a huge big deal. And in $1,893, the estimated damage was about $1 million, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $25 to $30 million now in the kind of damage that was done. At the time, researchers now believe that the 1893 hurricane was of equal intensity to the 1900 Galveston hurricane, which you probably have read about in the book Isaac Storm, a tremendous storm that they estimate possibly as low as 931 millibars of pressure out at sea when it made landfall. So it might have even been stronger than a Category 3. We don't really know. This was a hurricane that reduced Beaufort, South Carolina to rubble. Factories and warehouses along the rivers and the coast were absolutely inundated with water. And as you probably know, Georgia has 8 barrier islands on the 100 miles of coast between the Savannah River and the St. Mary's River in Florida. They do provide some measure of protection, and unfortunately, they always take the major hit when these hurricanes come ashore. Now, as I mentioned, this was the last major hurricane. Not the last, but there was one in 1898 I'll talk about in a minute. But in the 20th century, there was a hurricane in 1940 that made landfall near Savannah. The 1979 Hurricane David made landfall near Savannah. And last year, in 2016, Hurricane Matthew skirted the coast of Georgia. It was a Category 1. Irma would be the first major hurricane to hit Georgia if it makes landfall here since 1898. That was a major hurricane as well. And by the way, the death and destruction of the 1893 hurricane compares with Katrina that you remember in 2005 in New Orleans. The 1898 hurricane was a little later in the season. It was formed in late September, again, east of the Lesser Antilles. It stayed on a northwest track. If you could see the track of this thing, it looked like it was headed from Georgia from the very beginning. And again, on a Sunday night, October 2nd, 1898, it made landfall on Cumberland Island down in Camden County. Record storm surge flooding. The major impact where there were people was in Brunswick. A storm surge of 16 feet hit Brunswick. There were at least 179 people killed by the storm of 1898. Damages in the millions of dollars, even by 1898 standards. The entire city of Fernandina was almost destroyed up in northwest Florida. And again, this storm moved ashore, weakened pretty quickly. Went out over the Ohio Valley and then turned northeastward. It was last seen near Newfoundland on October 6th, so a pretty powerful storm. Almost a century later, researchers estimated the hurricane made landfall with winds of 135 miles an hour, which would put it at a Category 4 storm. It deteriorated down to a tropical storm status within about 12 hours. But these are obviously two very, very destructive storms. The 1898 hurricane was the last major hurricane to make landfall in Georgia. We'll see if that changes. But these are two major storms that people, I think, in Georgia have gotten complacent. We feel like we've gotten lucky. We feel like we're immune to these kinds of storms. As our history shows, we are certainly not. And in fact, the 1898 storm covered up all of Hutchinson Island on the Savannah River. If you're familiar with Savannah, you know now the Western Hotel. If you stand on Bay Street and look across the river, you see Hutchinson Island across from you. The 1898 storm covered up 8 feet of water all over Hutchinson Island. Warehouses, storage areas all along the coast were damaged. There were, according to the Savannah Weather Bureau, there were about 5,000 barrels of rosin and 60,000 bushels of rice that were destroyed on the docks in Savannah, which also gives you some idea of how very different our trade is now over 120 years later. Two powerful storms that came ashore in Georgia in 1893 and 1898 should be on our minds this week as we watch to see what happens with Hurricane Irma. Stay safe out there, and we'll come back next week and talk about what happens. Our producer today is Ned Nickerson, and as always, I would ask that if you have any complaints about this show, please direct them to Ned. If you have good things or nice things to say about this Off the Deaton Path podcast, please send them to me at sdeaton at georgiahistory.com. To find out everything that's going on at the Georgia Historical Society, please visit our website at georgiahistory.com, and always take a look at my blog at Off the Deaton Path. We will see you back here next week. Stay safe, stay dry. So long, everybody.